You're lying in bed, scrolling through your phone at midnight. Your body aches from the day, but your mind won't stop racing through tomorrow's meetings, the permission slip you forgot to sign, and that text you still haven't answered. Everyone else seems to have cracked the code: thriving careers, Pinterest-worthy homes, relationships that look effortless. Meanwhile, you're running on fumes and wondering why you can't keep up. Here's the truth nobody wants to admit. The game is rigged. The having it all promise sold to modern women isn't just difficult, it's impossible if you're trying to do everything simultaneously. But here's the revolutionary part. You actually can have everything that matters to you. The secret isn't superhuman productivity or better time management apps. It's something far more radical: choosing what truly matters and releasing everything else without guilt. Your mind resembles a smartphone with 50 tabs open, each draining battery and preventing full engagement. We race through days on autopilot, thoughts ricocheting between deadlines and obligations, feeling like we're failing at everything. Whatever captures your attention grows larger, whether dreams or anxieties. The breakthrough: are you operating your life or owning it? Operating means constantly reacting. Owning means examining where your energy flows and whether it serves your deepest values. New Year's resolutions fail 92% of the time because they're disconnected from core values. Instead, choose one guiding word for the entire year, your North Star for all decisions. Then establish 3 to 5 priorities that define your life. Set goals that serve those priorities. Consider Sarah, whose health was deteriorating. She chose Decide and established 3 priorities: vibrant health, family time, and business growth. She replaced celebrating wins with wine by rewarding herself with yoga and massages. She lost 48 pounds, her rheumatoid arthritis went into remission, and she hit business targets 4 months early. The one-word process isn't magic, it's alignment. When daily actions serve your deepest values, life stops feeling like a battle you're losing. We obsess over money, but rarely calculate our time's financial value. Someone targeting $1 million annual income while working 20 hours weekly makes $962 per hour. Suddenly, 3 hours scrolling social media costs $2,886. This isn't about commodifying every moment. It's about recognizing opportunity costs. Women especially undervalue their time, saying yes to requests that drain resources without serving priorities. When you know your hourly worth, delegation becomes obvious. Paying someone $12 hourly for laundry while you focus on $962 per hour work isn't lazy, it's strategic. Having it all means having what matters, not doing everything. Track everything you do for 1 week. P for priorities, G for goals, F for fun, H for hate, S for obligation, M for necessities. Most women's hate and should lists overflow with house cleaning, cooking, and guilt-driven volunteering. You cannot do everything. Attempting it drains energy and breeds guilt that reduces productivity everywhere. One woman building a business embraced meal services, while a team member couldn't grow her business because she insisted on cooking from scratch nightly, trapped by shoulds about good mothering. Building fulfilling careers while taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's modeling healthy boundaries for your children. Your emotional energy is as precious as your time. Destructive relationships sabotage even the best schedules. One woman discovered she wasn't naturally low energy. Emotional burdens had simply drained her vitality. Practice not taking things personally. Others' actions reflect their reality, not yours. When friends don't check in during hard times, assume they're overwhelmed rather than inventing stories about not mattering. In business, non-responses usually signal bad timing, not rejection. Here's a liberating truth. You'll never be everyone's cup of tea, and that's perfectly fine. Around 40, many women realize they can't control others' opinions, only their own self-perception. This freedom lets you celebrate your authentic self and attract people who appreciate you uncensored. Stick with people who pull the magic out of you, not the madness. Evaluate troubled relationships by asking, can I be completely myself? Does this person elevate or drain me? Would I feel relief if this relationship ended? Even family relationships need boundaries. Apply the same standards to relatives as other relationships. Limit contact with some or cut ties completely if necessary. This isn't cruelty. It's self-preservation and honoring your priorities. Habits aren't about overnight transformation. They're about small changes driven by sufficient desire. You don't need inherent discipline. You need pain significant enough to motivate action. An 89-year-old woman quit smoking after 50 years when a doctor showed her potentially fatal heart damage. Discipline emerges when the desire for relief exceeds the fear of discomfort. Change your internal narratives to support new habits. Replace "I can't eat sugar" with "I don't eat sugar," emphasizing choice rather than restriction. Transform "I have to wake up early" into "I get to wake up early," highlighting benefits rather than obligations. If habit feels punishing, reframe them as rituals. Use one calendar for all commitments. Every Sunday, have a date with your calendar to plan the week. Start your day waking at least an hour before your kids, avoiding immediate phone checking. Begin with gratitude, set an intention, stretch, and use the 5-second rule to get out of bed. Prioritize sleep. Exhaustion isn't required to have it all. Instead of multitasking, which makes us 40% less productive, use multipliers, single activities fulfilling multiple goals, like hiking with a colleague to discuss work. Technology connects us, but is deliberately engineered to be addictive through dopamine hits. Research shows that even a phone's mere presence reduces cognitive performance, even when turned off. To overcome phone addiction, implement specific boundaries. Use the off button frequently. Set timers before using social media. Put your phone away during meals and meetings. Turn off every alert possible. Carry a book to avoid defaulting to social media. Stop bringing your phone to the bathroom. Adopt a one-and-done rule. Take just one picture at any event to stay present. Ask yourself, is this the best way to use technology to support my values? Modern life's constant noise depletes our prefrontal cortex's attention resources, leaving us mentally exhausted. According to attention restoration theory, our brains restore cognitive function when we reduce incoming stimuli. Research shows silence can literally grow our brains. One study found daily quiet time led to new cell development in the hippocampus. Just 2 minutes of silence proves more relaxing than longer periods of relaxing music. Quiet time allows you to hear your inner voice, that guide that calms and directs you. Quiet isn't about physical stillness, but turning off what enters your ears and brain. Many find it while walking, practicing yoga, or running outdoors. Without regular quiet time, your inner voice grows louder until life forces you to listen. During crises, people without a quiet practice lose their grounding. Some experience physical manifestations, allergic reactions, illness, exhaustion that force them to stop. Traditional meditation doesn't work for everyone. Instead, try focusing on breathing for 10 minutes daily. No rules, tracking, or specific location required. Even 5 minutes helps exhale stress and inhale calm, creating space to hear what your heart is telling you. Authenticity isn't about grand declarations. It's daily choices to show up as your real self. When your outer presentation matches your inner feelings, your power emerges. This might mean changing careers, pursuing unconventional paths, or refusing to diminish yourself for others' comfort. The comparison trap paralyzes us when we're insecure, yet authentic stories create deeper connections than polished facades. Your body signals inauthenticity through feeling out of sync, bored, or stuck. In these moments, get quiet and listen. Forgiveness means releasing yourself, not just others. When mistakes happen, review what happened, revise to prevent recurrence, and release the negative emotions. Fear cloaks us after disappointments, preventing us from dreaming. But fear signals growth. It means you're onto something good. Address the scarcity mindset fueling it. What should scare you most is not living your meant-to-be life. Women excel at loving others, but to have it all, love yourself most. This isn't self-indulgent, it's essential. Nobody else writes your story but you. You can have it all, just not simultaneously. Choose wisely, choose what lights you up. Choose you.